Sindh Chief Minister Murad Ali Shah criticized the federal government for failing to meet its financial commitments to the province, while promising enhanced development and relief measures in the 2025-26 budget. Speaking at a post-budget press conference on Saturday, Shah said the provincial budget totaled 3.45 trillion rupees, with a record 1.018 trillion rupees allocated for development projects. He warned that these figures could change depending on whether the federal government meets its revenue transfer obligations. He announced that 1,460 development schemes, worth 590 billion rupees, will be completed this fiscal year. This marks a record for the province. On public sector salaries, Shah confirmed a 12% increase for employees in grades 1 to 16 and a 10% raise for those in grades 17 to 22. Total expenditure on salaries and pensions will reach 1.1 trillion rupees. Sector-wise, education has seen an 18% increase in budget allocation, healthcare 11%, local government 5%, and energy 16.5%. The transport department will receive 59.6 billion rupees, while agriculture will get 22.5 billion rupees. 132 billion rupees has been earmarked for local bodies and 43 billion rupees for irrigation. For Karachi alone, a dedicated budget of 236 billion rupees has been allocated, excluding the 95 billion rupees public-private partnership projects already underway. The CM made bold claims regarding rehabilitation efforts for flood-affected areas, stating that 500,000 houses have been completed, 850,000 are near completion, and 1.3 million are under construction. He said international institutions, including the World Bank, have recognized the effort as a global model of success. He also cited a massive rural drainage and water supply initiative worth 600 billion rupees, which will be locally implemented and NGO supervised. On taxation, Shah stated that no new taxes have been imposed. In fact, several taxes have been eliminated, including restaurant and entertainment levies. Third-party motorcycle insurance has been exempted, stamp duties reduced, and numerous administrative fees halved. In agriculture, the CM announced free laser levelers for small farmers and an 80% subsidy for large-scale cultivators. He also introduced cluster farming as a new model. The Sindh Institute of Child Health was described as the world's largest such network. Initiatives for persons with disabilities, youth development centers, and new school schemes were also unveiled. Shah openly criticized the federal government for excluding major Sindh projects, such as the K4 water supply project, desalination plants, and other energy-related infrastructure, from the Federal Public Sector Development Program, PSDP. He warned that the Pakistan People's Party, PPP, would not support the federal budget if Sindh does not receive a fair share.